Welcome, everybody, to the X Factor Files podcast. I'm Daryl, and I'm here not with Philip, but with two other people. And we said there wasn't going to be an episode this week, but then Russell Dodderman is like, hey, here's this cover. And our group chat blew up. So, not appearing in this podcast is Scott Free, who is working late tonight, which is unfortunate. We'll channel him.
Homophobia.
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 We're recording this on a Friday night, and I can't believe that someone would do this to a gay. We'll channel him through this discussion, but we talk so much about him, like we should probably actually talk about it and not just text. So first up, we have Demanda Martini. Demanda, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. Again, it's Friday. It has been a week. And this Avengers cover has been a highlight of the week, but it has been a week.
And Chad Anderson, you're here from Gray Malkin Lane. How was the journey from Gray Malkin Lane over here?
What do you mean by other people?
I
Philip's
mean,
not here, but we have some other people. Don't pigeonhole me.
I don't want to sell people a bill of goods that they're not expecting. So, Philip is currently driving to Iowa, and I'm not. So here I am, and I think we have a lot of feelings about this. So if you haven't seen this, internet people, go look up the Avengers 800 cover, and it's a wraparound, and I think they're spreading it over three issues. So like issue 34, 35, 36 of the current run of Jed MacKay's Avengers, but 34 is Legacy 800, so they're doing it up in a big way. And it's, I think he said almost every Avenger ever. So I think some internet people got to him right away and they're like, what about this one who was in one
Yeah.
panel who was an Avenger? It's like, this isn't the Defenders. Not everyone's a member. So, what were your initial impressions about this, Chad?
Oh my God. This is the kind of thing that like comic book handbook brain me like lives for, to do a whole roster in this way and to do it this beautifully. There's a long tradition at the Avengers office of doing these like incredible George Perez covers. Look at Avengers Forever or Avengers JLA. And Perez doesn't do that thing where every character looks like the same character, but with a slightly discolored costume, you know, that kind of thing. This is Dowderman. Like, I cannot imagine the amount of work that went into this. Every character has a different body type, hairline, facial structure. Like, they look like real people, but there's so many brilliant things, little tiny characteristics, facial expressions, hair size, the way someone's head is turned, that gives you so much character. I think this is gorgeous. I think it's so well done.
Demanda,
Yes.
how loudly did you scream when you first saw this reveal?
So I freaking love it. So first of all, I love a team shot. Like I love the glamour shot of like everyone, let's pose, family photo, let's get together. That shit, I love it. I love that thing. I also love the sort of, again, I know he said almost every, but like the every Avenger ever, every X-Men ever, every, you know, whatever, because I think the last two that I believe I have cut out of Wizard Magazine are the two that George Perez did. He did one, I want to say in the late 90s when he was, when he like got back on like the relaunch post Heroes Reborn, and then there was one from like, I want to say like the late 80s, early 90s that he did. So again, I love it. I particularly love the fact that every woman got dragged up. She put on her best hair. She got on her outfit, put it together. Every woman is dragged up, and every man looks like an Instagram thirst trap. And that is literally everything that I needed. Russell Dodderman, in my opinion, never misses. This is why we need more homosexuals drawing comic books.
And I wanted to go back to Chad's point. We do need to point out the coloring is really on point on this too.
This is
And
Richelle
that's,
Rosenberg, right?
it
It's
is.
stunning. It's top of your game, incredible coloring.
Because even the people of color It's not just like there is one shade of brown, there is one shade of tan, there is one shade of all of the many colors. I would say there is still a lot of white, but that is still Marvel Comics.
And the one thing that stands out to me that I ignored for a while until I looked at the very center and I'm like, oh, of course it's somehow Iron Man right in the middle, anchoring everything.
So I'm finally looking at like the full image altogether, but like before I'd only seen like whatever. And the center part, Iron Man, was always like down the middle of one of the images, so I didn't even realize that Iron Man was in the center for the longest time.
We don't need him here. There's a pl there's plenty of other people to feast on
You're right.
in
And
this image.
so speaking of that, so also I hate the fact that Wolverine is also like right there. It's like he's been an Avenger for like what, 10 years? Maybe 15. That kind of bothered me. Like he should have been further in the back, but I get it. It's
But all of
Wolverine.
Marvel's top, like the A-list characters are all on the front row, right?
Right,
No,
which is valid.
The completionist in me speaking up for all those internet nerds. There's a lot of Avengers rosters out there. Notably missing characters that have been part of the team are like the Guardians of the Galaxy, right? Like Starhawk and that crowd. There's a couple members of like the Gatherers that aren't here, like the Second Swordsman and Magdalene. And there's some that like fit prominently into stories. Like there was a Madam Mask member of the team at one point. So there's a lot that could be included. We're not worried about who's not here. We're just loving what is
So
here. It's
my
excellent.
I was gonna say my only one that I'm kind of like but it's like I get it, but also I'm not super like in the continuity, like what, but like Songbird, like is she not an Avenger?
No, she is.
Okay, but she's not here.
Yeah, I don't see Squirrel Girl either. Like, there's some
Right.
notable missing characters,
So, which again
absolutely.
is fine, and I'm not complaining, and I'm not gonna go send Russell Dauterman, a 20-page email about who's missing, because that's not what I'm here for. But it was just like a little like, oh, okay, well, Songbird's not here. But before we started recording, I mentioned that there are 10 people that, not off the top of my head, without Googling or looking at some sort of list of all the Avengers, because I was not going to do that, especially after we said that we were going to record. Then I'm like, okay, I'm like, then let me just find the people that I don't know who they are, and we'll talk about it.
I want to make a note. There was a mention that all the A-listers are in the front. It's the A-listers and Tigra are
But the thing is that like
in
t so like Tigra, I would say, is still like, as far as like female Avengers go, so it is shocking that Natasha isn't in the front.
But to your credit, though, Deadpool is not in the front, and that could be that he is.
Yes. So like it is interesting that Natasha is notably not in the front, but I'm kind of glad that they put Tigra up there, because also her hair looks fucking great.
Yeah, it does. Okay, so
Where
Demanda, who
are
are
we
we
starting?
confused?
Oh, go
Yeah.
ahead. Go ahead.
Who are we confused about?
So I have 10 characters, so I will in
So
explaining.
I think
I'm
we should
sorry.
take this by section. Can we like pick a quadrant and talk about the characters?
So the, I was gonna say, so the very first character that I don't know who, if you start at the top, is this woman in the back, and I think again at the very top corner, right underneath the Marvel symbol. Is that Clairvoyant, the original Black
No,
Widow?
I think that's Lightspeed.
Lightspeed. See, I didn't even know that she became an Avenger,
Yeah,
so I
Julie
don't.
Power. I think that's
Yeah.
Julie Power.
So I like wasn't even worried about her. Oh, also, so speaking of Julie Power, because again, I didn't know, number one, didn't know she was an Avenger, but two. There's also a lot of spin-off teams here. So there's like the Young Avengers, the West Coast Avengers, but noticeably Forceworks is not in here. So like Sentry wasn't here. And also none of our dear friends from Chad and I's Big Bertha episode, none of our friends from the Great Lakes Avengers are
Yeah,
here either.
there's a lot missing.
But anyway, so that's Lightspeed. Okay, that makes sense. So now discuss the rest of those people. Oh, and then next to her, so her Machine Man, Amadeus Cho, Dr. Druid. I thought that was Prodigy, but Prodigy is elsewhere. So I'm like, so then who the fuck is that?
Daryl, do you know this one?
No, I don't.
This is late 90s character
No,
Triathlon.
Triathlon is over by Psylocke.
I don't know where Psylocke is.
So Psylocke and Hyperion and Prodigy and
And Star Fox.
and like Kid Vision.
This is such a huge cover.
I know. So you go straight up the
Oh
top and you see
my
the
God.
Red Hulks and Gilgamesh, and then you get to Darkhawk, Psylocke, Triathlon.
Oh, that is no. Okay, so I think one is Triathlon and one is 3D Man. No, maybe that's just Prodigy on the left.
But did Triathlon not become 3D Man?
He did, but
He
I don't think
did.
that's not 3D Man. I think that's Prodigy on the left by Dr. Druid.
But then who's standing in front of Psylocke behind the Winter Soldier?
Hang on.
Because that is Prodigy.
Where is Psylocke?
So again, Psylocke is next to
Just where you
3D
were.
Man.
Okay, so we're back in front of the Red Hulks.
Right. So go
I've
across to the
got
Red Hulks.
D-Man. I've got where I'm not finding Psylocke, friends. This is
Okay.
riveting
Okay.
content.
So it's okay. So go across the top and look at the Red Hulks.
Yes.
Then keep going to the
Oh,
right. And then you see
Psylocke.
Darkhawk, Psylocke. So then who's in front of Psylocke?
Oh, that's also Prodigy.
Right. So then who is over by Amadeus Cho? Unless Prodigy is just on here twice, which again, Russell Donnerman, I love that for you.
Maybe we have two prodigies.
Maybe okay, so those two over on the again, if we're starting over on the left, looking at it on the left, those are the two that I didn't know. It took me a second to realize that Jane Foster Thor, if you go straight down from Jack of Hearts and all of that, because I've never seen Jane in that costume,
This
so
is
I was
Jane
like.
as Valkyrie.
So yeah, so again, I had never seen that. So I was like, Lady Sif. I'm like, that's not Sif though. And then I was like, oh, it's probably Jane, but just as a different thing because she's not Thor anymore.
I
I
do
do love this
appreciate,
costume.
yes, Stingray doing his best Diana Ross impression from Mahogany.
Yes.
Just, you know that he is twirling in the back and he's like, I never really wanted to commit to this team, but I'm happy to be here.
But also, that is every drag queen ever when they get like those capes.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember what they're called, but like when you just like stand and you just twirl and you do the capography. So speaking of Stingray and then Black Goliath, and then who is that little twink
That's
next
no,
to
that's
him?
blue. That's Blue Marvel.
Oh, Blue Marvel.
And then just in front of Blue Marvel. Ooh, I kind of feel like that's.
So I'm assuming he's one of like the Young Avengers kids, but I'm like, but that's not Victor, because Victor is next to him.
I think that's Doombot on the back row.
Oh, okay, so it's Doombot back there.
And then
So then
I think that is
then is
the
that
guy from The
Victor?
Runaways, Victor Mancha, I think.
Okay. Then that makes sense. Again, he was like, is that him? Question mark. Okay, that's probably
Yeah,
him.
there's a sentient Doombot that joins the team in Avengers AI. That character's like shown up a bunch since then, actually.
Oh.
Interesting. Okay, so then Sandman, and then
Yep.
behind him, not Dr. Druid, who is that guy?
This is Kalu. He is a foe of the Ancient One. He joined the Avengers during like Al Ewing's like all nearly all black team when he was writing the group a while
Oh.
back. So this was like the Sorcerer Supreme guy from like Kamar-Taj. His name's Kalu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Work. I love him. All
And
right, so.
we have Rage, our favorite 13-year-old Avenger.
I know. And Death Cry. Shout out to Dylan Carter, who loves Death Cry.
Now
She's on my list.
the one I didn't recognize, go over a little farther. We've got Quasar and Caesar, Cannonball's wife, and then there's a woman of color right in front of them behind Moon Knight.
She's on my list too. She's wearing some kind of like shield-like uniform.
I don't recognize her.
And
Oh, I think it might be another character from Avengers AI.
I don't even know
I
how
will
those
find out
look.
while we're chatting. Did you have
Okay.
any others you didn't recognize?
So she was the next one as we're moving across. And so then if we keep moving, so there's Thunderstrike, Living Lightning, Firebird. The guy in the back with the white hair. At first, I thought it was Century, and then I was like, wait, I think he's the guy that Firestar drunkenly flirts with in the most recent
Yes.
Avengers.
Yeah,
So,
his name is Blue Bolt. I fucking
Blue.
hate him.
Okay.
Like a little Aryan guy who like signed up for a prison redemption program and then got to make out with alcoholic Psylocke or
Or
alcoholic
a folk.
Firestar, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, nope, not my favorite.
Yeah. So and so then there's Swordsman and then the blonde twink behind him.
Okay, let me find.
Ooh.
I was like, is that Clay Quartermain?
No, I think that's the young star brand, Kevin Connor.
Have no idea who that is. Star
Well,
brand. Work.
there's also
Work.
Baby Star Brand in this. There's a Baby Star Brand that's
I was gonna
part
say, is
of it.
I was like, is that the baby in the purple further over?
Yep, on the like over by Captain Britain.
Yeah, and by
Her
Thing.
name
Okay, because
is Brandy. She's the Baby Star Brand.
okay, so yeah, she was on my list too. But before we get to them, so again, so we're gonna backtrack over to the Red Hulks, which also there's two Red Hulks,
Yeah.
because obviously the one is the Harrison Ford with the mustache. That's Thaddeus.
That's the other one. Thunderbolt Ross is the non-mustache. This other
Okay.
one's a guy named Robert Maverick.
Oh, work. Love that
Ew.
for him. Hate him.
Why?
Ew, why? And so then the other ones that I didn't know are the two women who are on either side of Silver Claw.
So one of them is named okay, so this is from the Jonathan Hickman where he expanded the team really huge. One of them is named Abyss, I
Okay, that makes
believe.
sense.
On the left, I think her name's
Yeah.
Abyss. Goodness, I have not used this part of my brain in a long time.
Okay,
But on the right, I feel like that's one of the like Marvel recent like more Asian characters, like Amy Han, White Fox or something. But I feel like you can draw
no,
her like that.
but like yeah, I'm like White Fox, she would be wearing the White Fox costume.
Yeah, I'm not sure who the woman with the blue eyes is behind Blade.
Yeah. So those are all of the people that I don't know. Which again is not many comparatively to the whole thing, but I'm glad to know that like I wasn't the only one who questioned them.
Okay, so the woman of color with hair back over on the left is from Avengers AI. It's a character named Protector. Her name's Alexis. So
Work.
there's
Love
that
that
part.
for her.
Yeah.
Okay. Something that stood out to me, Dr. Drood is in the back where I feel he belongs.
He should always be in the back. He should barely be here.
John from the Avenging Hour actually has really good info on Dr. Druid and how editorial made, I think it was Roger Stern, switch things up and like get Monica Rambeau out of being the chair. They're like, no, you can't have her be the leader of the Avengers anymore. You need to figure out a way out of that. And the way was making Dr. Druid a terrible person. So, but it still stands. He belongs in the back. I will bring him back when my 30-issue Shock Troop series is finally published by Marvel and redeem him there.
If we go over to the right, and Daryl, I can only stay a little while longer. I'm kid
Yep.
chauffeur in a bit, but I would love to come back and record some more thoughts later. If we go down the right side of the cover, I love how huge Hank Pym's head is and how it still fills in the perspective.
Yes.
We get the smaller, irredeemable Ant-Man down on the bottom sitting on Cap's shield, and then there's both versions of the Wasp. I love Moondragon's eyeshadow. I love that Jarvis is here. I love
Yes.
shitty little like heroic Ultron is like peeking over in the back corner. I love that Carol is all business, like just going down the right side. And then we got Beast's arm around Simon, which is amazing.
Yeah, their friendship is really, I think, foundational to the 70s Avengers, and I'm so glad that it's here on this cover.
So also we have all three versions of the Wasp, and I'm
Oh yeah, the
assuming.
Rita DeMara, sure, yes.
Yeah, so I believe that Nadia is the one over on the left with Jack of Hearts, and so I believe that Rita is the one over by US
That feels
agent,
correct, yes.
because obviously Janet is in the front next to Vision and Scarlet Witch. But also Is it just me, or did Russell really make US Agent look like Wyatt Russell?
Oh.
Like he really looks like Wyatt Russell in this photo. For those who may not know off the top of their heads, Wyatt Russell is one who plays US Agent in the MCU.
Yeah. A few of my other thoughts. Love that D-Man is here.
Yes, and also looking hot, very Daddylicious.
Yes. Namor doesn't want to be here, just like he never wanted to be on the Avengers.
He quite literally never wants to be anywhere.
Especially in a group shot.
Right.
Two Gun Kid, representing for Scott's voice. Two Gun Kid is here because he came around, and unhinged Cersei is here. She,
Yes,
yeah.
in the her best costume, which I have done.
Yeah, the action jacket.
Yes.
And
It
for X-Men fans, I mean, we've got Wiccan and Scarlet Witch and it's tangential characters like that. But just the lineup of X-Men characters here, we have Monet, we have Sunfire, we have Prodigy, we have Manifold. Like, there's a lot of
Yeah,
characters
and so
from the X-Men world here. Wait,
Psylocke,
oh, Cable?
Cable,
Cable's in the back.
Captain Britain, and unfortunately Havoc.
Rogue?
Yeah, oh yeah, Rogue, and Rogue is fairly prominent, which is great. Yeah, also I love that Luke and Jessica are in there again, looking like they also don't want to be here.
Valkyrie is looking glorious. My two favorite things in
Yes.
this cover are both hair related, though. Number one is crystals, like thick, like giant mass of hair. It's
Yes.
amazing. And then Tigra's hair over on the
Tigra's
other
hair is the
side.
best.
Like, it's this textured, gorgeous. I mean, She-Hulk looks amazing. Elektra looks amazing. This is an incredible cover.
It's and also Julia in the back has also great hair. Again, Russell Dodderman knows how to draw superhero women with great fucking hair. Also, I have never seen this dagger costume before, and I looked it up, and so like I now have a full body image of it. I fucking love this for Tandy. She looks great. Also, anytime there's a high pony, we know that I'm in.
That's true.
She looks absolutely incredible. America looks great. I'm trying to like other Monica, and also Monica even kind of, and I can't remember the actress's name off the top of my head. She also is looking very much like the actress from the MCU.
Mantis looks incredible. Yeah, there's
So
like
I'm not, Mantis, I'm kind of like, I get that they're trying to do like MCU synergy a little bit with her look. I don't like it, but I also don't like the character that much anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, she's so messy that it's kind of like, we don't need her.
My favorite Avenger slash my favorite hero, Hercules, being right there in the front row
Tits
and
out.
tits out with his abs being exposed because Wolverine is so short. It's a wonderful detail.
Looks
And I
fucking
know,
hot.
yeah. And I know that, Chad, you have to step off. So we'll do some wrap up. So if you could have Russell make a print of like three of these for you, which three would you pick to be together? Based off of the looks, not your feelings for the characters.
Oh, just looks, like just based off these images. Well, I'm gonna go with Crystal, Tigra, and Storm. I think those three pop the most for me, but there's so many that I love here.
Right. Oh, there's too many. I am gonna go with Julia, probably Crystal, 'cause she looks great, and Dagger.
Oh, we didn't mention my husband, Cannonball.
Oh
Look,
yeah, and
looking,
he looks so gamey and
looking.
awkward.
He's looking at Sunspot just so. It's cute.
I would probably go. I really love Wonder Man. Simon's looking great. Hercules and Tigra. I mean,
Tigra looks so good. She looks
so
great.
good. Yeah, she's the MVP of this, I feel.
And also like Chad mentioned, there's really no reason for her to be up front, but also I'm so glad that she's up front.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
All
with
right.
the exception of we don't know if there's two prodigies or not,
Well,
we did okay. That's it. This is
so
excellent.
the thing is, I do wonder if Because again, Triathlon becomes the 3D man, but there was obviously the 3D man before him. So maybe there's that, or it's
I don't think that's the 3D
Prodigy's.
man. The costume's too distinctive. I think there's maybe just a character we've forgotten or Prodigy's twice.
I mean, he could be another, like, again, shieldy type character.
All right. Well,
Okay.
I think that's it for our little mini episode, fanning out about this. We'll get together
I
again.
would murder for Dowderman doing this for like an Avengers villains cover now, or villains,
Oh.
or Fantastic Four villains. Gorgeous.
Yes. We know that he's going to be listening to this episode, so Russell, feel free to pitch that to editorial and we will buy it.
Right. And again, I will reiterate,
I'm gonna give a
anyone.
quick kiss. I gotta go take a
Yeah,
kid down
bye,
hallway.
bye, bye,
Sorry.
bye.
Love you,
Bye,
love you. See you later.
Jen. I just want to reiterate the we're not hating on Russell or editorial or
No.
whoever for any missing characters or the fact that potentially Prodigy is in here twice. Also, good for Prodigy for being in here twice.
You said at the top of the episode, the amount of work that would go into a piece like this is fantastic. You're never going to fit everyone in at this point in continuity to one
Right.
image. There's always going to be missing folks, and that's fine. That just means that Russell gets to draw them in some other like venue, and that's
Right.
great.
I mean, I would love for him to do a Thunderbolts team, like everyone who's been a Thunderbolt. That would be awesome for sure.
All
Oh,
right.
another little like comment is I love how non-binary Loki looks.
Yes, absolutely. You know it's Loki.
Yes, it's Loki for sure. Oh, and also we did not mention per scot-free, Star Fox could look sluttier.
He did say that, yes, we do have to put that out there. But I do love the inspiration behind the cover. It is spanning all of Avengers history. Some of the looks are not my favorite for a character, but they're still distinctly Avengers. So I am glad that Russell didn't stick with the first appearance look in an Avengers book for someone. It is we're getting the full pantheon of the Avengers in the full scope of the time frame. And I think it's cool that we're mixing eras and everything in here, and giving everyone something to fan out about.
Right, and also my girl Firestar here also kind of center. It's interesting that he chose the Janet Van Dyne costume, her second Janet costume, but kept her current hair. Which is interesting. Like, it's not her current costume, but it's her current hair. And I'm like, okay, like, I'm into, like, whatever, whatever. It was just, again, interesting choices being made about, like, what people are wearing.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to think if there's anyone else really quick to be, like, also, like, their costume is.
I love the detail on Black Knight and the collar that is on him, like the furred collar. There's so much texture in what Russell is drawn to that it's fun to go through and just keep picking out details.
Right. Cause like every time I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh yeah, and this person's here. Oh yeah, and this person's here. And this person's here. Cause like even Sue and Reed look good. Sue and Reed look great, but they're also just Sue and Reed looking like Sue and Reed.
They're very basic designs that he can give a glow up.
Right. Again, everyone looks, again, everyone brushed their hair, everyone came together, brought their best to this photo shoot, and it's beautiful.
It is. All right. Well, Demanda, you're the one remaining, so everyone can find you at Demanda underscore martini.
No,
No,
just Amanda
just
Martini.
I did the underscore because of Gray Malkin underscore Lane. That's where you can find Chad on Instagram, everyone, at Gray Malkin underscore Lane. It's just at Demanda Martini on all
Yes.
socials.
Yes.
Blue Sky and Instagram are probably the top two. And also
Probably.
you can find Demanda Martini on Facebook. So
That's true. You can. I'm there. That's where I originated, was on the
yes.
Facebook. But yes, please come find me again. If you are someone listening to this and you want to talk more about this, by all
Yes.
means, hit me up in the DM. out some more about these this absolutely beautiful artwork.
Yes. Thank you for joining me, friend. And we will catch everyone later on our next episode. And I even forget what's next on the schedule. So I guess I'll be surprised when I record that too. So talk to you later, everyone. Bye.